Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all gall, and all that hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., December 10, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great. We are so delighted and blessed to bring you this program. We here at Chatting from the Word pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word is delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We recognize that in the world in which we live, God's Word must be the most important thing in the world, because it's in God's word that we can find the answers to what's bothering us or what's ailing us or what is what we are facing today, isn't it? Many today in the world do not want to accept God's word. They want to look at everything else besides the word of God. That's why we here, Chatting from the Word, we are so delighted to bring you today the Word of God. We're so delighted about that. I don't know about you, but I'm pumped up. What about you? Aren't you pumped up today to hear God's Word from Chatting from the Word? You know, it is something that we can talk to you about God's Word today. From the bustling and the hustling world, that we can put aside 30 minutes a day, Mondays through Friday, to discuss with you the Word of God. You know, we're on Mondays through Fridays at 2, and we be here. If anything does not stop us from being with you today, we will be here to bring you a message from the Word of God. And we have a good message today. Let us reason together from the book of Isaiah. It's a good message. So we hope that we pay attentive attention to God's word. If you want to hear the program live, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a desire to hear the word live, the area code, the number is area code 657-383-0883. Or if you have a question, if you just want to talk to your host, you can also do that. You know, the Apostle Paul tells us in Thessalonians to pray without ceasing. You know, we as Christians, we that in the name of Christ, we shall always be ready to pray. We shall always be ready to talk with our Father who sits high and looks low. We shall always be ready to be able to talk to our Father. You know, it's just like having a relationship with someone here. We talk to someone here. Why not talk to our Father? He's the only one who can really, to be honest with you, help you in your time of need, in your time of distress, in your time where everyone else do not understand you. I guarantee you this afternoon, our Father, our God, He understands. So right now, if you have a prayer request, you can call them in. Like I said, the area code is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request, you can call it in. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings you brought our way. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we through him may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. Oh, Father, we know that you know how hard it is to live this life down here. Father, sometimes the road get rough, the going get tough, and the going sometimes get a little steep. But, Father, we ask that you be with us, be with every listener, be with your host here. Help us to guide us through the church's time that we must face as we live down here. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray for anything that's aiding, that is ailing them right now. They're having problems. Father, we pray for the problems that they're going through. If they're having problems with sickness, with arthritis, with diabetes, with high blood pressure, with a stroke, Father, we pray that you, if it be your will, Father, heal their bodies, restore their strength to them, Father. If it's not, Father, allow them to recognize that you are God and beside thee there is no other. And Father, we come praying for our young people. We pray that you be with them, help them in the world that's so twisted, in the world that's so backwards, in the world, Father, that don't really appreciate your word. Father, we pray that we with our young people help them to stand strong and stand on your word. Oh, Father, we come praying for our program, Chatting from the Word. Father, we pray that you be with it. Help us to keep it on the air. Father, help us to keep it going and telling others about Jesus Christ. And Father, we come praying for the message that's on our hearts this afternoon. We pray, Father, that it may enter the minds of many that are listening and that they may learn something and may grow thereby. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you for joining us in that prayer. We pray for all of you that need praying. Brother Oscar sometimes needs you to pray for him also. Sometimes, to be honest with you, Brother Oscar is not perfect. None of us are. The only thing we can do is to strive for that perfection. But one thing we must recognize is that we are all saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. It's not by works. As the Bible says, to any man boast, we have nothing to boast of. You cannot say you better than I am, I'm better than you. Because we are all saved through Jesus Christ. And if we do not recognize where our salvation lies, you know something, my friend? We are, most people, most miserable because we are trying so hard to be perfect. And to be honest with you, it's not about perfection. It's about being in Jesus Christ and being in love with him. If you want your host to put it like it should be, it is about our love for him. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So it's not about, to be honest with you, being a good shooter, but it's about being in Jesus Christ and loving him. Isn't that right, my listeners? Isn't that what it's all about? And we here at Chatting from the Word, we hope and we pray that you will join us in that belief, because we truly believe that Jesus wants us to be about his word. Because John said he is the word, John 1:1. He is the word. So if Christ is about the word, and he is the word, we can't help but be chatting about from the word, which is Jesus Christ. That's why we hear from Chatting from the Word, to help. We need to support. We need sponsors so that we can continue on chatting from the Word of God. And we're not, as I continue on saying, if you know Brother Oscar continue on saying, he's not a rich man by no means. And it takes money for anything we try to do. And nowadays, it does take money. And if you want this program to stay on the air, if you want this program to continue on chatting from the Word, if you want this program to continue on reaching the masses of people, please, please, help your brother out here. Well, we don't ask for much. $1 a month. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever your finances can spare monthly, it would be much more. It would be much appreciated. Think about it like this. How much do you spend at lunchtime eating at McDonald's? How much do you spend on that candy bar? How much do you spend maybe going to a movie or watching a show? How much do you spend? But the question is God's word more important than that candy bar? Is God's word more important than watching a movie? Well, God's word is so important because it's through and by his word that we are saved. So that's something, my friend, that each and every one of us should be concentrating on or should be thinking about. So if you can, support us here at Chatting from the Word, because your brother is trying to get the word, which is Christ, to the masses of people that this program can reach. And believe me, we are truly reaching many, many people out there who need the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, join hands with us. Support our program. Help us to get the word of God out there to the masses. others who need to hear the message of Jesus Christ. Okay, there's something else that I need to mention, and many people in this area might think that Brother Oscar don't know what he's talking about, but looking around this area, we need, and it's something I haven't mentioned in quite a while, we want to start a work here in the city of Dayton, Ohio, preferably around this area here, and bring in a new work. And if any brother or sister that lives in the Dayton, Ohio, if you're interested in joining Brother Oscar in bringing new work in the city of Dayton, Ohio, contact me. Easily contact me on Facebook. I see you all always on Facebook. You can inbox me and talk with your brother here if you live in Dayton, Ohio, or any place you live, you can contact me. But being the preferences of beginning a work here, if you stay in this area, contact your brother here. Contact your brother here. You can email me at officeryork3443@gmail.com, or you can go to my webpage and leave a line or two. But while you're at my webpage, we also, as I said many times, we have a bookstore online. I've authored two books, A Peaceful Place in Storms, God is in Control, 2150, and Bridges of Friendship, which is also 2150. And if you want both books are $43. So, if you're interested in these books, or go to my webpage, go to my bookstore, and order these books. And also, when you order these books, also the proceeds will go to Chatting from the Word, to get the word of Christ more out there to masses, but not only to the masses, to encourage us to continue on living for the Lord during the week. Again, we hope all caught our YouTube show today. We aired it today. We filmed it today. We broadcast it today. It's out there on several entities that we use. And if you want to catch the show this morning, you have an opportunity to see it. So go to YouTube, go to my YouTube and watch the show. Now, I'm here on Bible Talk Radio. You can hear me live right now. The area code is 657-383-0883, if that be your desire. But we also will broadcast this one, this podcast, later on also. You can hear it then, because Brother Oscar recognized that some people just don't have the time to listen to a program like this at 2, so we are going to broadcast it later on where you can hear it. I want to say live. It may not be live, but you can hear it. And as always, if you have a comment that you want to leave with Brother Oscar, you can leave it under the program here. It's a place where you can put your comment and talk with your brother. And as I said this morning on YouTube, I handle every comment personally. I do not have a staff that handles my comments. I do personally myself. So if it's something personal that you want to talk with your brother here, you're welcome to do that also. All right, I believe we've got all that out the way. Our lesson today will be coming from Isaiah. We already said that. Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning with verse 17 through 20. And for y'all who do not have your Bibles, we'll give you a chance to go get your Bible. Go get your Word of God so that we can read it together and do a little study. We're going to be long this afternoon. We're going to just study a little bit to encourage us to continue living for the Lord. So go get your copy, if you don't have a copy of God's Word, where we can do a quick lesson. All right? As always, God and Joy bring lessons to you from time to time. We hope that you are enjoying the lessons that we also bring here on Blog Talk Radio. So, and Brother York, he's learning too. Don't believe he's not. He's learning too, and he gaining knowledge as he study and teach as he study and teach also. So don't think I'm not. So here we go. Beginning at verse 17. Here the prophet Isaiah said, "Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Oh, my God. I know you heard that. But here Isaiah says, "Let us reason together." You know, that's the hardest thing for us as people to do nowadays. And I believe the reason why it is so hard for us to reason together, because many of us have different ways of looking at things, don't we? If one might say, "I like chocolate," the other one might say, "I like vanilla." If one said, "This look ugly," the other might look at it as being cute. We have so many diversities in the world today. And here, Isaiah is telling us here, let us reason together. The question is it possible for us to reason together? I believe it is, especially if we stand strong in the Lord. I believe many times the reason why we cannot reason together religiously is because many of us today do not want to stick with the Word. The Word, my friend, is important, because we must be obedient to the Word. Reason why we cannot reason together religiously is because of the many of us who believe that we have different kind of views of the way we're looking at Scriptures. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon, my friend, we must read the Scriptures and take it for what it says and reason within the content of the Scriptures. I believe most, if not all, the reason why we cannot reason together when it comes to the Word of God, it is because of the fact that we do not want to reason together. We want to bring our differences in play when it comes to the Word of God. And we must not do that. We must reason within the content of God's Word. Do you agree with me, my friend? That is the reason why I am so happy to bring a program like this to you so that we can chat about the Word. That is why many times I have said, if you have anything that you disagree with your brother here, you can also put them in the comments or contact me. I'm not a hard person to reason with. Let us reason together, because I believe if we are all in the body of Christ, believe if we put Christ first, I believe we can do that if we truly dig and keep our eyes on the Word, keep our eyes on Christ. I truly believe that we can all reason together. And when we start reasoning together and be obedient to Christ, don't you know we can get along? It just, I remember years ago, Rodney King, he said, can we all get along? Can we all get along? Can we all love each other? Isn't that what the Bible's about? It's about us loving each other as Christ so loved us. We must understand, and we get the real concept of what love is all about. I believe we can reason together. Look at what Christ did on the cross. He died so that we can have salvation. That's love. That's love, my friend. Christ on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Wouldn't it be something that we have that kind of forgiveness for each other, that kind of understanding and that kind of love for one another? I truly believe if we have that kind of love, understanding, and forgiveness for each other, I believe we can read together. I believe we can sit at the banquet table and talk our differences out and be one. Reason why we cannot talk our differences out at the banqueting table is because we cannot love each other. We cannot talk about forgiveness. We cannot talk about being together. So, of course, we cannot reason together. Again, let us reason together, said the Lord. And they say, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah said, when we reason together, when we reason together, our sins will be white as snow. And of course, if we're reasoning together religiously and digging his word and see what his word says. I guess I shouldn't use the phrase dig, but if we completely look deep in his word and study his word and come together, ooh-wee, my friends, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing to do? Wouldn't the world be a better place if we can only reason together? Let us reason together. We're going to end it here. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for the bountiful blessings that you brought our way. Father, we pray for those that have listened to the podcast and that will continue on listening. We thank you for our listeners, Father. Be with each one. Hope each one have a wonderful, wonderful day. And always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word of God. It was nice chatting from the Word. So, we'll see you tomorrow. I'll chat with you tomorrow. Same time, same station. We see you then. We hope all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.